Hello, the exotic vet. You're talking to Calwyn. How can I help?
Hi. I'm just hanging out because I have a budgie. She had a funny, like a sore on her beak. And originally I thought it was from like a fight. Well, it was from a fight from the other bird that it was sharing a cage with. It's actually like her brother. And they had a fight. And so I separated them and it seemed to get better and heal. But now it looks like a massive growth on her beak and it looks specky. And I Googled it and basically it said that you can't really save them once they get like that. Is that true?
Depends on what exactly it looks like. I guess it's really, really hard to tell you without actually seeing the bird because basically it could be lots of other things as well. So, yeah, if that makes sense, because of course it could be trauma or it could be potential parasite infections.
Well, now it's definitely not trauma. It's definitely something else because they've been out of the cage with each other for a good couple of weeks.
If that's the case, I will definitely recommend bringing it to the vet to us just to do a checkup just to make sure it's nothing like anything like infections or anything like that.
I'm pretty sure it is. It looks disgusting.
Yeah.
And it's like weeping this morning. And my only thing is, I know this is going to sound really terrible. I paid $10 for the bird and I'm going through a divorce at the moment and I was going to try and get rid of the birds anyway because I've got the kids on my own and I've got dogs and cats and lots of other animals. And so I just like, is it going to be something that can get fixed or is it going to cost a lot of money? Because I'd rather just, I can't really take on that responsibility.
Yeah, understand. I totally understand that.
And I don't say that because I don't care. I do care about the birds.
Yeah,
I just have to put feeding my children ahead of that.
I actually understand what you're talking about. But I guess it's also really, really hard for me to just tell you what's going on with your bird without seeing it.
Yeah, right, okay.
Yeah. So, I can't really tell you what's going on with your birds, but I will.
Yeah, okay. Well, like, if I was to come, for example, and, like, it was going to cost all the money, can I, like, seize the bird and give it to you?
You can definitely surrender it. The other thing you can do is if it's really, really bad, if there's something that's not fixable, definitely euthanize the bird as well, just to be a little bit more humane rather than just leaving the bird there and wait until it dies.
Oh, well, I don't really want it, like, to suffer either. Do you know what I mean? Like, if it's in pain as well, I don't want it to be in pain. But, like, if I surrender it, that's probably the best option, I think, for me.
Yeah, I will need to double-check with my nurse to see the surrender policy here. If you don't mind, just give me a second.
Yeah, okay. Thanks. Yeah, I can hear.
Yeah, so basically, we would actually recommend maybe just taking a photo and sending us to our email address so that we can just quickly give you an idea on whether it's something that really can fix or not, if that makes sense.
Yeah, right, as in, yeah, okay, that would be
so
good. And
yes.
I will do that. Your email address, is that on the website?
Yeah, our email address is exoticsvet@mail.com.
At which one, sorry? Mail.
mail.com.
Oh, right. Okay, yep. Awesome. I'll try and get a photo of it.
Yeah, that will be great. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Right.
Thanks.
Right.
Bye.
I'll see you soon. Bye.
Yeah, bye.